Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Now, I just want you to savor this.
Okay.
I want you to eat it up. I want you to also be kind, and I want you to be understanding.
Oh, it's a lot of things to be all at once, Tim. I don't know if I can do this.
I admit that I may have underplayed something yesterday on the show. I may have.
Was I right about something?
I don't know if you were right.
This is fun. Yeah, I like this.
I know. So you.
Oh, nom nom noms.
Remember how I said to just be
kind and
understanding?
But you also said to eat it up. So
yeah, okay, that's fair.
Tasty.
Yesterday on the show, you brought what to me was maybe one of the unintentionally funniest things we've spoken about, where you said one of the biggest trending stories in the world right now is this argument, this beef about two authors.
Cookbook drama.
This cookbook drama. And I'll be honest. On the show, live on air, I wasn't respecting you.
No.
And I wasn't respecting that.
And you often don't respect me, but this was a new level of disrespect.
Well, it got to the point where I was like, so that's how slow the day is.
Yeah.
That we're talking about two authors of these cookbooks.
But it's
huge. You stole my recipe. No, you stole my recipe. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Last night, my wife was getting into bed. She was like brushing her teeth and all that. And unprompted, she goes, crazy about this cookbook stuff, right? And I started laughing, and I almost accused her. I was like, "It's just put you up to this."
I wish I had have thought
unbelievable.
To do that. How funny!
And she was like, "Oh, that was a bit dismissive." And I was like, "No, sorry. I'm starting to, because I'm not on TikTok. But
yeah,
I was still struggling to see why that this."
I mean, it was all over Instagram as well.
Right. Well, I'll get it in 2 weeks on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Because you know how the algorithms work. But then I've seen just on TV. Yeah. All over the news today.
For those who haven't seen it, who might have been living under a rock with Tim.
I'm happy to stay under this rock, by the way. But firstly, before you get into it, I'll admit I maybe underplayed how popular this beef is right now.
Yeah.
Which I still find ridiculous. But what's happening?
It's huge, right? So Brookie Bakes.
Again, you've said her name 3 days in a row now, and I still don't know who it is.
She is like a huge, like, she has her own little, you know, bakeries, I think in Sydney and Brisbane.
Sure.
And very popular for loaded cookies, right?
Apparently we have several of her books in our house.
Really?
That's what I found out last night.
Oh my God. So do you have the plagiarism book?
I believe.
Because I have the Recipe Tin Eats book, which is the...
Something about a loaded cookie is what my wife was saying.
The author of the Recipe Tin Eats book, she is accusing Brookie of plagiarizing two of her recipes.
Like word for word.
Word for word.
Ingredient for ingredient.
Exactly the same. Brookie has denied the claim. She said that she's been using the recipe for 2 years before the other book even was released. But people are saying, look, it's a copy paste.
What's her name again? Sorry.
Which one?
I don't know. That's the thing. So what are both of their names?
So Brookie from Brookie Bates.
Brookie Bates.
Yeah. Sorry. And then I believe it's Nagani?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know this has nothing to do with what the beef is about. How come she didn't call them her cookbooks?
I mean, her cookbook sold like 5 million copies, so I don't know that she needed to call it her cookbooks.
I just feel like there's a missed opportunity.
But maybe you should be part of her PR team because she's having a time.
I'm just worried that cookbook drama's filtering through to mainstream.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest.
Well,
I didn't think
more
authors
it was have come out and started making accusations against Brookie as well.
Are you using the same tones that people were talking about Blake Lively? Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds.
It's actually wild. There's like a full lawsuit in action now. And people are just like, a lot of people are throwing away their Brookie cookbooks solidarity.
One tablespoon of lies, a shake of deception, and a whole cup of plagiarism.
Can we just go back to the start where you admitted you were wrong?
I still think it's stupid, but I admit it's in the news. I thought, and I was like, you know, big wigs. You're paying people to put this in my feed so that I feel like I'm losing my mind. But here we are again.
All I do is bring you the latest trending news. That's what I try and do. I can't make up the news, Tim.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess. Tim and Jess.
You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. Jess, what is the courtroom of Tim and Jess?
Well, we get together once a week. We put aside our differences, or sometimes we put them right to the front.
Oh, yeah.
And we try and solve an issue for the people of Geelong and the Surf Coast.
Whether people have messaged them in, maybe it's a disagreement you and I are having. We like to just get it settled for you. The first person to call through, they'll be the judge. Whatever we're bickering about, whoever they say is right, it just becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Yesterday, I saw a crime happen before my eyes, Tim.
Well, you didn't see the crime. You saw the result of a crime.
I went to the work fridge to get myself a yogurt mid-show.
What type of yogurt are we talking?
A little blueberry pot for yogurt. Okay. You know, nothing special. Okay. I just felt like a snack.
Okay.
And I walked over to the fridge.
Nothing that makes the vocal cords sing like mid-radio show than a spoonful of yogurt. Okay, thank you, guys.
Well, I never got to have my yogurt, Tim, did I? Because I opened the work fridge. Lo and behold, where was my yogurt?
Nowhere to be seen.
Nowhere to be seen. Probably in someone else's tum. Yeah. Maybe they've enjoyed my delicious yogurty treat. Yeah.
You came in mid-song, kicked the door down.
I was furious.
And yelled, "Who steals somebody's yogurt?" Furious.
So angry.
It was after five, so everyone had left, so you couldn't point any fingers. But you were really upset.
I really wanted that yogurt, like badly. Yeah.
Today, obviously, that carried over again when we were
having lunch. Well, because someone mentioned it during lunch, like, oh, I was, you know, looking for another snacky snack in the fridge.
Yeah.
And I said, don't get me started. Someone stole my yogurt yesterday.
A lot of people going, who steals someone's food at work?
That's what I thought, right?
Unbelievable.
Who does that? And you said, are you sure you looked deep enough in the fridge? Because our work fridge, admittedly.
Oh, it's heaven.
There's so much in there. It's ridiculous.
All I said was, look, I'm with you, but maybe like it could have just been pushed to the back.
Yeah.
Could have been pushed to the back.
And so I opened the fridge once again just to prove a point because I was like, well, I'm ready to prove Tim wrong yet again.
Before that as well, I said, well, how long's your yogurt been in there? Because if it's been in there for a month, someone's going to go, well, no one's eating this.
I bought it a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, around just before or just after Easter.
Yes or no, did you yell, it's not even expired?
Yep, I did yell that. And then I opened the fridge and I found my yogurt. It was very much expired.
So it was there, not stolen, and expired because it had been there for so long.
Yes, technically yes. But still, who steals someone's yogurt? Do you know what I mean?
Well, technically, technically no one.
For like a swift 16 hours, I thought there was a thief in this building.
Expletives.
Beep, 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 beep. I was pointing fingers. Beep, you stole my yogurt,
you
I bet.
Beep. I can't believe beep. That's essentially what was going on.
I do swear a lot off the show. Yeah,
and you cooled down very quickly.
Yep.
Like that off yogurt.
And then I had to come and tell you that not only did I find my yogurt, but
it was expired.
It was expired, yes. Yeah.
I think that if someone had eaten it, I think after 4 weeks, it's...
No.
Go for it.
No, I'm going to start labeling things of mine in the fridge.
So that maybe put a air tag on them so you can find them.
Well, yes. This is what I'm thinking. Because all of a sudden, I have no trust for anyone in this building.
You shouldn't trust yourself. You're the only... You stole from you. Your brain stole from
you. Well, no, obviously, someone had pushed my yogurt all the way to the back of the fridge.
I'm still not certain that it wasn't you that did it.
But we need a judge.
Yeah.
Because in the Tim and Jess courtroom, the judge is the final and only say.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you eat someone's food in the work fridge?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a rare instance where what we're talking about didn't actually happen, but the idea is what got
it
you
upset.
It got
me so upset.
Even though it wasn't your reality.
Only because I know that you have stolen things from people in the fridge before.
My rule is drinks only and replace within 24 hours.
Oh, sometimes it takes you a while to replace.
I've only been caught once. Yeah. Drinks only and yogurts.
But, like, K-Rock is run off Pepsi Max.
It is.
And
it's the fuel.
You steal quite a few people's Pepsi Maxes.
No, I haven't done it in a while because I got caught.
Chris from Mount Dunedin, good afternoon, Your Honour. Thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon, guys.
How do you feel about people, and again, I'll put this in quotation marks, stealing from the work fridge? Because technically it didn't happen to Jess, but in her mind, it did.
Yeah, if it actually happened, it's... not a good thing.
Yes.
It's a big... It's
I
a big
agree,
fat,
Chris.
No.
Yeah.
You sound like a therapist.
Yeah. I'm going to validate your feelings.
Yeah, so if someone actually physically does in real life steal the food, that's not okay. But if you just misplace it, start yelling at your co-workers and then find it the next day, that's not okay.
No.
What if it's expired? I know we were just joking before, but how would you feel if someone was to eat the expired yogurt?
Well, that's going to be their problem in a couple of hours in the toilet, yeah.
But see, Chris, I wouldn't have known that it was expired if someone had just stolen it. I would have just assumed that they stole perfectly good yogurt.
What if you leave the corpse? You eat the yogurt and you put it back
the corpse!
Empty.
No, if it's whether it's expired or not, it's still stealing someone else's food, and
Hey, you're amazing,
Chris,
people.
How do you feel about drinks? Because Tim's rule is, if it's drinks, it's fair game.
No.
I replace it within 36 hours.
No.
And so that's a flat no.
And I haven't done it because I got caught by a staff member
If you can replace it within 36 hours without getting caught, that's not bad.
There was the end part. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, I'll take it while we've got it. Chris from Manteneed, you're on. Thank you very much.
No problem.
There we go. I like it. Mm. So I'd be interested to see if someone actually did steal your yogurt. How you'd...
No, because I bought new yogurt today, and don't go stealing it. I want it.
Well, I'm starting to get a little bit peckish. I'm just gonna go to the bathroom, not the kitchen, and I'll be back after the news.
The kitchen's on the way to the bathroom. This is Tim and Jess. Tim, I know how much you love when I bring you an investigation to this show.
Everyone loves it. Bring more.
And so I thought I'd do a little bit of a deep dive into something that's been really confusing me lately.
All right.
And I needed some more information on this.
Again, for people that might not know, the reason you do these investigations is because you feel like you've wasted your journalism degree.
Yes.
And this makes you feel like you're ticking the box.
I'm actually using it for something.
Right.
Thankfully, those thousands of dollars haven't gone to waste.
Let's go.
Why does everyone hate Katy Perry?
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know if it's hate.
She's copying a lot of heat.
I think people think it's fun to stacks on.
I've got a few headlines here about Katy Perry. Katy Perry sobs amid brutal backlash. Perry facing performing to empty arenas. Katy Perry space mission faces massive backlash. Like, these are the headlines that we're seeing about Katy Perry.
Yeah.
And I feel like it hasn't always been this way.
No, I think it's fascinating because maybe she's releasing music that is not what people were hoping, or it's not what they're used to from Katy Perry. And then there was some weird thing. I think the space stuff really
has tipped it over the edge. Well, I've done a little bit of a timeline.
Because she went to space and did some weird stuff on camera.
We can break it down over the years from the start of her career to the end. And
we can
kind of pinpoint the moments where she might have lost people.
All right, race through.
Right?
Let's go.
2001, she releases her first album as Katie Hudson.
Yes.
It doesn't take off commercially.
That's her real name.
Yeah. So 2004, she reinvents herself as Katy Perry, right? She signs a new album. She doesn't release I Kissed a Girl until 4 years later in 2008.
It's a banger.
That is an absolute banger. It's like caused a bit of controversy. People were like, oh my God, you can't talk about that on the radio. And it was huge, absolutely massive. Then 2010, Teenage Dream.
Best song ever.
This whole era, she completely explodes. She's selling out stadiums.
Yep.
People love her. I went and saw her in concert during that era. Fantastic. 2013, she's still on top, but kind of the cracks start to begin. She's got her Prism album. Now, this one was like raw, dark horse. She starts changing her music a little bit.
They were huge, though.
They were huge, but they kind of stepped away from like that traditional pop music sound.
All right.
And people started to kind of not like her after the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Remember, she performed at the Super Bowl halftime show in 2015?
Correct.
For some reason, that kind of left a bad taste in people's mouth. Not sure why. Then she releases the whole Swish Swish Bish song.
Yeah, I think this is the start of it. This is the start of it.
2016 to 2017, Change of the Rhythm. It's that whole album.
It's hard to make good songs all the time.
People were saying that, calling her try hard during this era.
Okay.
So I think this is when she cut her hair like the blonde came out. People were saying she was trying to be Miley Cyrus.
Sure.
It was just like not working. She then went on to be a part of American Idol in 2018. But then she was getting told that she was being too aggressive to the contestants. And then in 2024, she came and did the AFL Grand Final.
Yes.
Now, again, this was a $5 million price tag, allegedly.
A lot of money.
On her performance at the start of the AFL Grand Final. And a lot of people were like, where did the money go for this? I think that's where she lost Australians.
I think it started towards the end of last year with the Grand Final.
Yeah.
And then I think the weird music and I think the witness going to space for 11 minutes, landing and kissing the ground.
Yeah.
It's really sent a lot of people over the edge.
So, I feel like social media hasn't helped as well because like every awkward thing she does is amplified and made into
the,
a meme.
It's like the don't be seen to try hard.
Yes.
Because people make fun of people that try.
Yeah, and then you're right. Nice. I think the space flight was this symbol of celebrity privilege.
Yeah. It was like we're doing this to save the environment and like the amount of emissions that they put out just by going to space was enough for like a lifetime.
I can't believe that it's taken like from 2008 to 2025.
Yeah, but we got Teenage Dreams, so does it matter?
That's true. That's true.
You know, but thinking, now, out, like, thinking of you, like absolute banger.
I mean, there are articles that saying that she's going to be playing to half empty stadiums. Like people aren't buying the
all
tickets.
Right. Well, what an investment. So the result is?
My result is I think she lost Australia from the 2024
all
grand
right.
final.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This will be one to follow along.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You know, look, it's only May. She's going to do some more weird stuff this year.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.